What the? What would you call that? Piece of cloth that you have to wash your face with.
A bath cloth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, was that small? You know about?
Oh yes, small. Mm-hmm. I don't. 6 inches by 6 inches, yeah. Something roughly, you know.
Okay. But, who she used to dry the dishes with? Yeah, she rinses them.
Drying towel. Drying towel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did, what would you call that thing, on the sink, you know, to turn the water on and off?
Faucet?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call it something else, like if it was on a barrel?
On a barrel?
Yeah.
If it's on a barrel, it's a spigot.
Uh-huh. Okay. What happens, when the water freezes in your pipes? You know, sometimes it gets real cold and mm-hmm. it's not insulated. The water freezes mm-hmm. in the pipes. What happens to the pipes?
They burst.
Okay. Do you remember when your grandmother bought lard or molasses?
Mm-hmm.
What did it come in?
Tin bucket.
Tin bucket. Did she ever call it something other than that? You know, instead of a tin bucket, did she ever have a name for?
That's negative. That's out by the railroad track.
Pale.
Nickel Valley.
Not necessarily pants.
Nickel Valley.
Did you ever call it a stand?
No.
Stand of last. Okay.
No, I guess I'm all I'm calling Tim Buddy.
Okay. Did what did
bucket
you
of lard and bucket of molasses.
Crane.
Of course, we never really ate much molasses. I don't know what she called us molasses. We always called it sorghum. Sorghum syrup.
It's real
thick, huh?
Thick?
Yeah.
Can't
sorghum is usually strong, pretty strong.
Is it dark colored?
Yeah, it's real dark. And, it's strong, but it's good to me. I love it.
Yeah.
If you didn't get sorghum, you got what they call ribbon cane syrup. It's just a little milder.
Ribbon cane?
Mm-hmm.
Was it made out of the same stuff, or was it?
It was generally the same stuff. I don't really know how it's made, but sorghum was seemed to be stronger, and ribbon cane was a little bit milder.
Mm-hmm.
They were both good. It was thick, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever make cookies out of?
No. No, I used to have that with biscuits every morning. Homemade biscuits.
Good.
Either that or put it on a hoe cake.
Mm-hmm. A hoe cake? What is that?
It's just the dough we make biscuits out of. Instead of making biscuits, you just make it a big old round thing and fry it in a frying pan.
Uh-huh.
That's a hoe cake.
Uh-huh. I don't know all this stuff. You just
bake off what you want on the hoe cake and
uh-huh.
eat with your syrup.
What was that thing that your grandmother would use, like if she wanted to put something in a small neck bottle? She used to put some kind of
a funnel?
Yeah. She ever had one of those around the farm?
No, I remember seeing a couple of them, mm-hmm. a small one and a large one.
Did your grandfather ever use something on the horses to get them moving? You know, like if, you want
harness? What you talking about?
A harness or it's something like, you know, you crack
their
head. Yeah.
No, he never used a whip on them. He just he plowed and put the gear on them and
mm-hmm.
had the rein. See, rein on the right side, one on the left side, pull it whichever side you want to turn.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You kind of snap it on.
Yeah,
you know,
just kind of snap it a little bit.
Yeah. I tried riding a horse one time my whole life. The last time.